A new exhibit at Washington State University is showcasing LGBTQ+ lives and experiences in the rural Palouse region. NWPB's Rachel Sun has more.
There's a display case inside the library at Washington State University with a collection of items that, if you didn't know better, you might think are disconnected. You'll find a student ID card from the 80s, a lock of braided hair, personal essays, a ball gag, a photograph of friends near a lakeshore, and a handwritten recipe for apple pie.
There's a couple different entries to the Palouse Empire Fair, and one of them is, you know, this really beautiful landscape of the Snake River by Bridget Costa.
That's Josie Cohen-Rodriguez, one of the curators.
And included with that, we have the placard that went along with it and the blue ribbon, the first place blue ribbon, which I feel like is this kind of iconography of rural life and living.
The items are all part of Higher Ground, an exhibit that showcases queer art and ephemera from contemporary queer life and recent history in the Palouse region.
And I feel like a lot of times queerness are kind of rendered invisible in those spaces or assumed to be absent. And I think this kind of just challenges maybe those assumptions.
The collection is a collaboration between Cohen Rodriguez and WSU assistant art professor June T. Sanders. The two sought out queer community members and LGBTQ+ people who used to live in the area. Sanders says one of the goals of the exhibit is to challenge ideas about what queer identity means, what it looks like, and where it can thrive.
I think there was some trepidation from people saying, well, I don't know what I would submit to this. I don't know what sort of queer ephemera I have. And we ended up having to have a lot of conversations of saying, well, any ephemera you have is queer ephemera. And I think we finally got to that point where then people just submitted full notebooks. And I think one of my favorite objects is a notebook from someone who, it was the whole year that they lived here. And it was really interesting to see diary entries about starting testosterone combined with ideas for art pieces and then shopping lists all combined into this one notebook. And I think those little moments are important.
Cohen Rodriguez says part of the project's goal was to bring more contemporary representation to the WSU Queer Archive.
I see community thriving here all of the time, but I didn't see that in this, you know, in this institutional archive.
There isn't just one representation of queer life in the exhibit. Cohen Rodriguez says the submissions they chose purposefully show a wide range of experiences. The exhibit is unconcerned with palatability and aims to challenge the way gender and sexuality are often policed within society.
I think there's this way that queerness has been commodified, and we're kind of told a palatable way of presenting queerness in a way that assimilates into the nation state, and I think kind of absolves itself of responsibility of challenging institutional injustices.
Sanders says she hopes visitors of the exhibit will take the time to connect.
I feel like with curators and galleries, they want you to just think about the conceptual nature of the art, but they don't want you to think about how it relates to your life. And so I think our combined superpower is getting people to think about how it all relates to their life and how they want to live it.
The exhibit will be up at the WSU Library Manuscripts, Archives, and Special Collections, or MASC Gallery, through Queer History Month in October. After that, they'll be added to the WSU Queer Archives collection. An opening reception for the Higher Ground exhibit will be Friday, April 26th from 6 to 8 p.m. at the WSU MASC Gallery. In Pullman, I'm Rachel Sun.